大家早上平安 ，Peace be to you this morning。刚才我们唱的是一个很美丽的一首诗歌
，Song that we had sung just now was a beautiful song。
是美国黑人在做奴隶的时候所编写的一个诗歌。
And it is a song that was written in the time where African Americans were used as slaves。
他们在耕田的时候，他们唱。
And in the day, as they work, they sang.
他们早上的时候他们唱，他们晚上的时候他们唱。
In the morning they would sing, in the night they would sing.
他们不知道几时会被释放，所以他们说死了。当他们要死的时候，他们也唱这首歌。
And they know not, they knew not when they would be free, and as far as they were concerned, and until they would die, until they died, they would sing the song.
他们唱的时候，他们只要什么？他们只要耶稣。
And as they sung it, they only wanted Jesus.
是一首诗歌，也是一个他们的祷告。
It was both a song as well as their prayer.
他们真心的祷告，恳求主耶稣。
And it was a heartfelt, sincere plea to the Lord.
那带着这样的心情，我们要来一起学习一个诗歌，也是一个祷告。
And with that same heart, let us come and look at a passage that is both a prayer as well as a song.
我们要打开诗篇第五篇。
So please turn your Bibles to Psalm 5. Psalm 5.
那你在翻的时候让我欢迎那些在我们当中的新朋友。
As you are flipping there, please allow me to welcome those who are new to us.
那我每个礼拜天在早上的时候，我们打开神的话。
Every Sunday morning, we open up God's Word.
然后我们一节一节的学习神的话语。
And together we will look verse by verse at God's word.
那神的话语是我们的最高的准则。
And it is our God's word is esteemed highly in this church.
所以我们了解了这个内容，然后我们要行在我们的生活中。
And so it's important for us to understand the content and walk it out in our lives.
所以请听我念大卫王所写的诗篇第五篇。
Please listen as I read David's Psalm 5.
大卫的诗，交于令长，用吹的乐器。耶和华，求你留心听我的言语，顾念我的心思。我的王，我的神啊，求你垂听我呼求的声音，因为我向你祷告，耶和华啊，早晨你必听我的声音，早晨我必向你陈明我的心意，并要警醒，因为你不是喜悦恶事的神，恶人不能与你同居。狂傲人不能站在你眼前，凡作孽的都是你所恨恶的，说谎言的你必灭绝，好流人血弄诡诈的都为耶和华所憎恶。至于我必凭你丰盛的慈爱进入你的居所，我必存敬畏你的心向你的圣殿下拜。耶和华，求你因我的仇敌并你的公义引领我，使你的道路在我面前正直。因为他们的口中没有诚实，他们的心里满有邪恶，他们的喉咙是敞开的坟墓，他们用舌头谄媚人。神啊，求你定他们的罪，愿他们因自己的计谋跌倒，愿你在他们许多的过犯中把他们逐出，因为他们背叛了你。凡投靠你的，愿他们欢喜喜乐，时常欢呼，因为你护庇他们，你愿那爱你名的人都靠你欢心，因为你必赐福与义人。耶和华，你必用恩惠如同盾牌四面护卫他。
Psalm 5, the choir master for the flutes, a psalm of David. Give ear to my words, O Lord, consider my groaning. Give attention to the sound of my cry, my King and my God, for to you do I pray. O Lord, in the morning,You hear my voice. In the morning I prepare a sacrifice for you and watch. For you are not a God who delights in wickedness. Evil may not dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand before your eyes. You hate all evildoers. You destroy those who speak lies. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man. But I, through the abundance of your steadfast love, will enter your house. I will bow down towards your holy temple in the fear of you.Lead me, O Lord, in your righteousness because of my enemies. Make your way straight before me. For there is no truth in their mouth. Their inmost self is destruction. Their throat is an open grave. They flatter with their tongue. Make them bear their guilt, O Lord. Let them fall by their own counsels. Because of the abundance of their transgressions, cast them out. For they have rebelled against you. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them ever sing for joy and spread your protection over them. And those who love your name may exult in you. For you bless the righteous, O Lord. You cover him with favor as with a shield.
这是大卫王写的一首诗歌。
This is a psalm written by the king, by King David.
大卫王是一个很特殊的一个人。
And he was a special man, King David.
在我们的这个, 如果我们用我们的历史, 他做过扫地的, 他也做过总裁。
And in a modern day analogy, he has both been the janitor as well as the director, the managing director.
他扫地的时候, 他做, 作歌, 写曲, 他做总裁的时候, 他也, 写歌, 作曲。
And in both positions, whether he was lowly or whether he was in positions of power, he would write songs and praise God.
他做经理的时候被人骂，他做总裁的时候也被人骂。
Whether he was in one role or the other, he was scolded by others.
那如果你明白圣经我所说的话，你很清楚。如果不明白的话，我让我解释。
And if you're familiar with the Bible, you would understand what I'm trying to say. But if you don't, let me explain.
所以大卫王做过牧羊人，是在这个以色列国很谦卑的一个职业。
David was a shepherd, and in the nation of Israel, that was a very humble position.
他在做牧羊人之后，他写歌作曲。
And as a shepherd, he would write songs and music.
他也被他写在看羊的时候，也被什么被狮子、被野兽来追赶。
Also, as a shepherd, he would be attacked by lions and beasts.
然后他做了牧童，然后他做了什么？他做了国王。
And then after that, he became a king.
他做了国王，他也继续作歌作曲。
Now, as a king, he continued to write psalms and hymns.
他做了国王，就有别的国王追赶他。
And when he was a king, other kings pursued him.
所以他的生命中充满了很多经历，他认识。
And through these experiences in his life, he had come to know the true God.
神供应他谦卑的时候，供应他，也供应他富足的时候。
And it was God who blessed him as in his humble roles as well as in his kingly role.
所以这里他写了一首诗歌，他说用吹的乐器来伴奏。
Here at the start of the psalm, it says for the flutes or wind instruments.
如果第三节我们看，这是早晨的一个祷告，一个诗歌。
And if you see in verse 3, it says this is a song for in the morning.
所以这个是大卫的祷告，也是大卫的歌。
So this is both David's prayer as well as his song.
那我们要通过这个祷告，我们要认识大卫祷告的对象。
And through this psalm, we want to find out who it is that David's praying to.
我们个人的祷告能够让我们清楚的 知道，也能够让人家清楚的听着，明白我们多么认识神。
In our prayers, we are able to show, and we are able to show as well as those who are listening in how we feel about God.
所以这一首诗歌要我们教导我们怎么做一个认识神的祷告。
This psalm shows us a prayer that shows that David knows God.
所以现在你想想，你可能今天早上或者昨天所做的祷告。
So I want you to think about the prayers that you prayed maybe this morning or maybe yesterday.
我们个人的祷告，如果你有祷告，我们个人的祷告会揭露我们内心的思想。
Our individual prayers will reveal the state of our own hearts.
那我们个人的祷告的内容，也展示了我们如何看待神。
The content of our prayers also reveal how we view God.
那我们对神的提问也表明我们多么重视神。
And how the questions that we come to God with also show how we value Him.
所以我们基督教是一个祷告的这个信仰。
Our Christian faith is a praying faith.
如果你是讲我们祷告的时候，跟其他宗教不一样的。
And you might say that when we pray, it is telling that we are different from other religions.
神不要我们重复的一直跟他讲一样的话，像在啊这个发咒语一样。
We know that the Lord doesn't want us to repeat meaningless words.
然后我们祷告的时候，神要我们明白他、了解他、认识他。
And in our prayers, God wants us to understand Him and to know Him.
这是别的神灵没有要求他们的这个跟从者所做的。
This is not a requirement that other religions have of their devotees.
如果你拜过以前你可能不清楚，你想想你以前是怎么拜你那个假神的。
I think back to the times where before you knew the Lord and when perhaps you had other religions, how was it that you prayed to this false God?
你不会去了解他的，他是公义还是慈爱，还是多么有仁义的，你不会去了解他，你就是开口向他求所要的东西，然后拿了一些礼物，希望你的礼物够大，他会听你的祷告。
And you wouldn't through prayer strive to understand how whole, how his characteristics of being holy, righteous, or beingloving, you would once you open your mouth ask for things and perhaps bring gifts and hope that these gifts are big enough and precious enough that he would respond.
所以我们基督徒祷告的时候，我们心态如何？
And so when we pray as Christians, what should our state of mind be?
那我们的语气如何？
What's the tone of voice?
然后我们的内容如何？
And what should be the content of our prayer?
那我们的祷告有什么意义？有什么功效呢？如果没有功效，为什么祷告？
What is the meaning of our prayer? What is the effect? And if there is no effect, what's the point of praying?
所以通过这个十二节，我们来一起学习。
We'll be learning these things through the 12 verses.
所以我首先给看大家十二节的这个大纲。
So I first want to show you the outline of these 12 verses.
从这十二节我们要看，神是听祷告的神，是圣洁的神，是公义的神，是审判的神，还有他是。是保护的神。
In these five verses, we have, in these 12 verses, we have five points. The first, God hears. The second, God is holy. God is righteous. God judges and God protects.
所以一个祷告，我们要认识这个神的这个五个这个特性。
And so through this prayer, we will get to know the five characteristics of God.
然后，既然这个是一个希伯来的诗，我们提过了，希伯来的诗其实有一个。结构的，我跟大家说了结构，然后我们再继续的一节一节的看。
We also know that this is a Hebrew psalm, and this Hebrew psalm has a structure. We'll come to that shortly.
所以我们说华人的诗，我们讲押韵，他们说希伯来人诗讲什么？讲结构。
Our Chinese psalms have a
rhyme.
Hebrew psalms have a certain structure.
所以如果打个例子，这个不用翻译，如果大家都会听，床前明月光，疑是地上霜，举头望明月，低头思故乡。所以有一个押韵，是我们华人的诗又讲什么一样的字数，然后押韵，他们讲结构。
And when you read a poem, it's clear to you that some poems rhyme. They sound the same at the end. This one has a certain structure.
就希伯来人诗，他们讲结构，这个诗的结构重点在中间的高潮就在中间。
And the structure of this Hebrew psalm is such that the most important point is right in the middle.
所以第三点是我们要花最多时间看的，然后也让我们看到他所要提到的是神的公义。
And so we will be spending most of our time in point number three, and we'll see that point number three is also God's righteousness.
所以这是结构。所以我们当我们读诗的时候，你明白的话，你就知道这个诗人的重点在哪里，你就要找他的重点。
And so as we read the Psalms, it's important to understand that structure so that we can then tease out what their main point is.
好，那我们现在一段来一起看。
So now let us look at each verse.
那第一到第三节这里讲到的是听祷告的神。
The first three verses, verse 1 to 3, is about the God who hears.
所以这里诗人要请求神听他的祷告。
And here the psalmist appeals to God to hear his prayer.
那基督徒的神是一个听祷告的神。
The God of the Christian God is a God who listens to prayer.
所以这里是一个很迫切的祷告，这里大卫要求神听他的祷告。
Here is an urgent prayer. It is David appealing to God to hear him.
这里大卫也充满了肯定，神是听祷告的，会必然听他的祷告。
Yeah, at the same time, we see that David is expectant about his prayer. He's confident that this is a God who will answer his prayer.
所以他写的时候，他就表明他的心态。怎么看呢？让我们一节一节的看。
And you'll see that as he writes, his state of mind is revealed, and we'll see how he writes.
那我们说希伯来人是讲结果，他们也讲什么？我们说过，当他们重复提的时候，就是重点。所以这里他不断的重复了三件事。
Now going back to the structure, we said in the past that the Hebrew psalms are such that when there is repetition.That points to a key point in the psalm.
所以在这第一到第三节，他三次提到神的名字。
Here we see that from verse 1 to 3, David mentions God's name three times.
他不是跟空气说话，他是跟神说话。
He is not speaking into the air, he is speaking to God.
然后这个大卫他非常的明白他的对象是神，他也很清楚认识神。
He knows, David knows clearly who he's praying to, and he also understands well this God that he prays to.
他就用神的不同的三个名字。
And so he uses the three different names for God.
So 开头他用耶和华。
He starts with Lord.
然后他用王。
He then refers to God as King.
然后他用神。
And then God.
然后他最后又用耶和华。
And then finally he says Lord again.
所以他三次提到神，用神不同的名字。
The three times he mentions God, he uses God's different names.
那你说这个有什么意义？这个意思他很迫切。
What does this mean? This means that he is urgent about his prayer.
如果我们用我们的例子，当我要我的妻子听我的呼叫的时候。
For example, if I want my spouse to hear my cries.
So I'll say Rachel, then I'll say 静婷, 然后 I'll use the endearment term that I always use so that she knows I'm trying to call her.
For example, I would call
Grace.
Grace? and then I would use the term of endearment that I normally address her by.
然后如果你打算，如果你叫你的孩子，你会用什么？你会用 Emma, 然后你用 Emma Dan. 当你 Emma Dan 的妻的时候，你就亲我在讲话，我是打算来用。
And in the same way, when you're calling your children, you will call them by their first names. And when you're really urgent, you will call them by their full names.
所以这里大卫用了神三个名字。
Here we see David using three titles of God.
首先是耶和华。
First is Lord.
耶和华对以色列人的意义是非常重大的。这是神启示摩西，当摩西问他们，当你差我到他们当中的时候，他们说谁差你？神说，跟他们说。
This Lord holds a great deal of meaning, and it is the same Lord that when Moses in Exodus 3:14 asked to this God, "Who shall I say sent me?" This is the same Lord that God uses.
所以这个耶和华就是那一位听以色列人哀求的那个耶和华。
This is the same God who listened to the cries of the Israelites.
所以他们可能他们四百年受做奴隶的时候，他们呼求耶和华，耶和华听了他们的祷告。
And as they were slaves for 400 years, they cried out to God and God heard them.
这是那个降十灾的那一个耶和华。
This is the same God who inflicted the 10 plagues.
开红海的耶和华。
The same God who opened the Red Sea.
供应玛纳的耶和华。
The same God who provided the manna.
是他们迦南地的耶和华。
This is the Lord of Canaan.
就是大卫王管理的那个迦南地的那个耶和华。
This is the Canaan that David ruled over. This was their God.
所以他用了耶和华，然后他接着用他的我的神啊。
And then he says, after calling out Lord, he says, My God.
神他用 this is Elohim, 他用神另外一个名字。
And this refers to Elohim, which is another name for God.
这是六日创造的那个主宰。
This is the God of creation.
用泥土造人的那个主宰。
This is the God who created man on the sixth day.
然后最后他用王，我的王。
And then finally, David refers to him as my king.
所以这里大卫王他其实是什么？大卫王是王。
David himself obviously was a king.
在全地没有人比他大。
And there was no one in the land who was greater than David.
所以这个王在请求他上面的那个王，这是万王之王。
But here was David appealing to the King of Kings.
是他王位的那个王，真正的王。
The very King that put David in the place or in the throne.
这是宇宙的王。
This is the King of the universe.
全地的王。
The King of all the world.
是一个慈爱完全公义的王。
It is a fair and a loving God.
所以这里大卫开头就用了神的名字。
And so from right off the bat, David uses God's name.
第一个他请求神听他的祷告。
First, he appeals to God to hear my prayer.
他指的行大能的神。
He appeals to the God that is able to do great things.
他又请求他的万王之王。
And he appeals to the King of Kings.
那同样的，他也有三次重复他的要求。
And in the same way, he repeats three times his request.
他会用三个不同的方式，要神听他的祷告。
He uses three different ways that he might get God to hear his prayer.
所以首先他说，求你留心听我的话，顾念我的叹息。
First, he says, "Give attention to the consider my groaning. Give attention to the sound of my cry."
然后他第二次重复他的要求，可是他用不同的话语，他说：“求你垂听我呼求的声音，因为我向你祷告。”He
says, "Give attention to the sound of my cry, my King and my God. For to you do I pray."
然后他第三次又再重复：“求你再清晨听我的声音，我要一早向你陈明。”In
the third verse, he repeats this again by saying, "O Lord, in the morning you hear my voice." In the morning, I prepare a sacrifice for you.
所以三次用神的名，然后三次用不同的方式讲同样的事，求神听他的祷告。So
three times he uses God's name, and three times he appeals to God in different ways.
所以你们开始看到希伯来人士的结构了，其实三次讲同样一件事。And
so you're starting to see the structures of a Hebrew psalm, three times repeated.
三次的重复代表他紧张的这个状态。
And again, this repetition speaks to the urgency of David's appeal.
所以神这里大卫非常恳切地要求神听他的祷告。David
is sincere and urgent about this prayer.
他列出了神的名字，表明他清楚什么，明白神的能力。In
speaking God's name, he understood God's abilities or power.
他也清楚了解自己与神的关系。
He also understood his relationship to God.
当他提到耶和华，他就是说什么？他是创造者与创造物。As
he spoke to God, he understood that the relationship was between creator and creature.
然后他讲到君王，他就讲到自己是臣仆。At
the same time, when he referred to God as king, he understood that he was servant.
所以这里他恳求神听他的祷告，这是第一大点。
And so here he appeals to God to hear him, and that's our first point. This is the God who hears.
如果你们看第三节的这个尾端，我们要 解释这个陈明我的心意，这个意思是什么？
If you look at verse 3, it says, "I prepare a sacrifice for you." What does this mean?
所以这里原文的这个表达是，这里这个是陈明的英文比较清楚，这里是献上祭物的意思，在他祷告的时候。
And this refers to as he prays, this was a time where he would offer up a sacrifice.
所以当以色列人他们来到神面前的时候，他们带什么？他们带上祭物，他们献祭了，他们才祷告。Now,
when Israelites approach God, they would first offer up a sacrifice and then they would pray.
所以在这里，这个诗人是带着祭物。 来到神的面前，在神的这个会幕中祈求神。
And they would come before God with this sacrifice, and then they would in that setting pray to the God.
就像你们带着你们的奉献或者你们的财干来到教会，然后你们在教会祷告，刚才我们祷告一样，同样的这个举动。
And in the same way as how you came this morning with your tithes and with your service, and then we pray as we did just now. It's the same. It's similar.
所以大卫来到神的殿中, 然后在殿中, 向神祷告, 然后他什么, 他指望神回复他, 所以他说, 我要警醒, 我要看你, 回复我的祷告。
And so, like we did this morning as we came before the Lord, David came before God in the temple with a sacrifice, and then he prayed, and then he said, I prepare a sacrifice for you, and watch.
所以我们当中当我们来到教会我们祷告, 我们要什么, 我们要有确信, 知道神是听祷告的神, 祂会, 祂会回复你的。
And what David's saying here is that in our lives, as we come before God and pray to Him, we first need to believe that He is a God who listens to prayer, and then be expectant about the fact that He will answer prayer.
所以我们大家都经历过，你没有伴侣，你祷告，可能很多年前你没有伴侣，你祷告，现在你的那个祷告已经应验了。And
we've all experienced this in some ways or form. Perhaps many years ago you had no spouse and you came before the Lord and you prayed, and now the Lord has brought that request to pass.
然后可能你没有孩子，你祷告好多年前，然后神也应允了。Perhaps
many years ago you didn't have a child and you appealed to God for a child and the Lord responded and answered your prayer.
可能是痛苦，可能是疾病，神听了你的祷告，他应允了。And
maybe it is pain, maybe it is a sickness. Whatever it is, the Lord listens and He responds.
那我们知道神听了我们祷告，我们要反省我们的态度是什么？
If we know that God is a God that He listens to prayer, we need to respond. What should our responsive attitude be?
所以我们的祷告是不是展示我们更认识神、更尊重神、更了解神呢？
Do our prayers encourage us to get to know the Lord even more and worship the Lord even more?
当我们祷告的时候，我们是不是清楚明白我们是跟大能者通话？ 跟万王之王倾诉。
As we come before the Lord in prayer, do our prayers reflect the fact that we are praying to an all-powerful God?
就像诗歌说，你只要耶稣，你要耶稣听你祷告，那是你简单的这个祈求。
And perhaps in a simple way, it's like a song where we say, "Give me Jesus." That's all we want.
还是你的祷告把你的天父看为你的仆人。
Or is your prayer seeing God as your slave?
你的祷告是不是帮我升官发财，帮我考试及格，帮我工作顺利，这样而已？
Is your prayer asking simply that God give you riches, God helps you succeed in your career and your exams?
那个祷告，如果你自己听你祷告，你是知道你不认识神，听你祷告的人也知道你对神的认识可能很肤浅。
And if you pray that way, the people around you know clearly that this is not a God that you know intimately, or it is a God that you don't know at all. It tells you yourself that this is not a God you're familiar with.
那感谢神有好的这个好的祷告，让我们学习，让我们模范。
We thank God that we have good prayers that we might be able to learn from.
所以当我们清楚认识神的时候，我们清楚理解自己与神的这个关系。
As we become more understanding of God, we understand more clearly the relationship that we have with Him.
我们才能够有把握，神垂听我们的祷告。
Only then will we have full confidence that God will listen to our prayers.
那我们的神是无所不知，他不是只是听好的祷告、坏的祷告，他不听，他也听见了。Now
God is an all-powerful God. It is not just the prayers of the good prayers that He listens to. He also hears the not so good prayers.
所以提醒自己，错误的祷告是非常冒犯神的。And
these wrong prayers are offensive to God.
所以这里诗人，他一早起来，他对神祷告，他就对神说话。The
psalmist here early in the morning immediately puts his request before God.
那这里当这里提到，早晨的时候，我就想到他早上起来，他第一件最重要的事项是什么？是祷告。And
we see that as he wakes up, the first thing, the most important thing to him is to pray.
他向神通话。
He speaks to God.
那可能不是礼拜天，礼拜天我们都去教会。可能你想你礼拜一明天的时候，通常你礼拜一第一件事你做什么？
And perhaps it's not Sunday. Sunday, all of us are getting ready to come here. Perhaps it's a Monday. Now think about what is the first thing you do when you wake up on a Monday.
那我们可能有时很多人都做过，我们睡醒的时候第一件事你可能想到的就是你的客户，或者你的老板，或者你的同事，或者你所要做的事是开电邮，然后发简讯，要做很多东西，你没有想到什么。
And we're all familiar with this. On a Monday morning, you wake up and the first thing you think about is perhaps your client, maybe your boss, maybe your colleague, maybe the work that you have to do, the emails that are coming into your inbox as you are waking up, and maybe even looking at Facebook.
就我给大家一个提议，你不可能比做国王的还忙。
My point to you would be that you cannot possibly be busier than a king.
你的时间可能比国王更重要。
Your time cannot be more precious than a king's time.
你的地位不可能比国王更重要。
And your status cannot possibly be as important as a king.
这个国王起来第一件事，他向神，请求神听他的声音。
But this king, the first thing he does when he wakes up.Is he comes before God in prayer.
所以明天起来，可能你可以提醒自己，先寻求神，然后才发简讯、查电邮。
So, as we wake up tomorrow morning, perhaps we can encourage one another to, instead of looking at our emails first as the our first importance, that we might pray.
那祷告王子是不称啊说 ，an hour in the morning is worth two in the evening. 早晨的一刻胜过黄昏的两刻。
The Prince of Preachers, Spurgeon, said, "An hour in the morning is worth two in the evening."
啊，这不是一个数学的问题，这个是一个轻重的问题。
This is not a mathematical saying. This is about importance.
早晨的时候，寻求神，寻求他听你祷告。
In the morning, seek God, pray to Him.
然后我们来到大卫的第二段，就是第四到第六节，这里他要讲到神的圣洁。
We come to verses 4 to 6, and here we're talking about the God who is holy.
这里诗人形容很多不同的罪恶。
Here the psalmist describes sin.
他这里形容了神，他也形容了罪人。
He describes God and he describes the sinner.
首先他形容神，神什么不喜悦恶事，他恨恶作孽的，他灭绝说谎的。
First he says, God does not delight in wickedness.And evil does not dwell with him. He does not like he destroys those who lie.
然后形容罪人，他也三次的说，恶人不能站，不能与神同住，狂傲人不能站在神面前。然后好流人血，诡诈的耶和华憎恶他们。
And then in describing the sinner, he says the wicked cannot live with God.He says the arrogant man cannot stand before God, and he says the Lord hates the bloodthirsty and the deceitful.
我们祷告的对象一个是圣洁的神。
The object or the person to whom we pray is a holy God.
是绝对圣洁的。
It is a completely holy God.
那我们要问这个对我们有什么意义呢？
So we need to ask ourselves, what implication does this have on us?
当我们读这段的时候，我们就想，哦，可能这个是指我的同事、指我的老板跟我撒谎，指我的邻居对我亏欠，讲都是恶人、别人。
Perhaps as we look at this passage and we see how the psalmist is describing the wicked, we think, oh yeah, that's my boss right there, and over there is my colleague, the other one is my neighbor.
那我们神恨一切的罪人。
No, God hates all sin.
所以我们在还没有用在他人身上，我们先把这些节引用在我们的身上。
And before we use these verses to describe others, we need to first look at ourselves.
我们没有一个人生出来就是信主的，所以我们不管是多短还是多长，都有一个时候，我们就是这些人。
None of us were born as believers, as Christians.And at some point in your life, however long or brief, this describes us.
所以当我们还不认识神的时候，我们就是这些行恶事、作孽、说谎的人。
So before we came to know the Lord, we were the wicked, we were the arrogant, and we were those who were deceitful.
我们就像这些人不受神的喜悦，受到神的恨恶，受到神的灭绝。
We were those people who did not, in whom God did not delight, in whom, and who could not dwell with God, and the folks that God would destroy.
面对这样圣洁的神，我们没有能力什么与他同住，我们不能站在他的眼前，神非常的憎恶我们的罪恶。
Faced with a God that is holy, we cannot stand in His presence. We cannot stand before Him, before His eyes, and He hates this, the evil that we do.
所以你的先祖亚当夏娃就是这样。
Our ancestors, Adam and Eve, were those people.
对，我们的先祖，我们的先祖亚当夏娃都是这样。
Our ancestors were like that.
他们违背了神，行了恶事。
They disobeyed God and they sinned.
他们把自己的罪怪在什么？怪在亚当，怪夏娃，夏娃怪神，怪别人。
And then they blamed their sin on one another. Adam blaming Eve and Eve blaming the serpent and they blamed everyone else.
他们的罪使他们不能什么？不能在伊甸园与神同住。
And because of their sin, they could no longer live with God in the Garden of Eden.
所以如果没有神的拯救，你我是不能在这圣洁的神面前站立的。
You and I, without deliverance, God's deliverance cannot stand before God either.
所以好消息是，如果你相信神通过耶稣基督所赐的救恩，你今天能坐在神的面前，在神的殿中。
But the good news is if you believe in God and receive His salvation through Jesus Christ, you can stand before God as we are doing now.
所以如果你是基督徒，你坐在当中，你是基督徒，你就可以与大卫有同样的这个肯定。
And if you are indeed a true Christian and you're seated here with us right now, you can have the same confidence that David has.
你不属于这组人了，你以前是，你现在不是。
No longer are you this group of people. Once you were.
你可以有十分的把握，如果你现在受罪恶的委屈，神会什么？神会为你伸冤。
And you can have.Confidence that while once you were bound by this sin, no longer are you.
你可能受人家的诽谤，你受到你的同事的欺负，你可以完全的有把握，因为你是基督徒，神会帮你，执行他的公义。
And if you are on the receiving end of oppression and people are slandering you or doing things that are against you, you can be absolutely confident that God stands against that.
你可以很肯定的回答，当人家跟你问到，哦，罪恶发生的时候，神在哪里
？You can with confidence when being asked what where was God when sin happened. You can confidently respond.
你可以跟他说，神听祷告，神是圣洁的，神恨恶罪恶，会对付那罪恶。
You can confidently say that God listens to prayer, God hates sin, and one day God will destroy sin.
那我们换过来问，那如果自称基督徒的人呢？那我们知道这些知识。
Now let's ask ourselves as those who are self-professing Christians and know these things.
如果我们看到基督徒他们是狂傲自大的，他们滥用神的名欺骗别人，那神在哪里？为什么神没有对付他们
？What of people who say they're Christians and behave arrogantly and they maybe deceive others in the name of God?
你还可以相信神是听祷告的，他是圣洁的。那些狂傲的人不可能站在神的面前，所以他们大多数应该不是真正的基督徒，他们是自称是基督徒。
You can still with confidence believe that this is a God who hears prayer, this is a God who hates sin, and the majority of the people who are self-professing Christians but do not behave.As Christians are not Christians at all.
因为可能有些很有名望的人，他们自称是基督徒。
Because there will be people with high standing and are well known who say they're Christians.
神是圣洁的，他什么？他不被他们的虚假什么蒙骗。
But God is holy, and He will not be deceived by their hypocrisy.
所以我们讲到第一大点，第二大，下面来到重点。
So after having gone through that, we arrive at the main point.
我们说这首诗歌的重点在中间，中间讲是神的公义，这是高潮。
Now remember, we said that the structure of the psalm is such that the main point is in the middle. This is the climax.
这诗歌把焦点放在神的这个属性。
And the climax or the main point is God's righteousness.
这里他提到神的慈爱和神的公义。
He talks about God's love, he talks about God's righteousness.
他这里说我凭你丰盛的慈爱进入你的居所。
And he says over here that through the abundance of your steadfast love do I enter your house.
通过他的慈爱,他才可以来到神的面前。
It is through God's love that David's able to come before him.
作为基督徒的你,通过耶稣基督的慈爱,神的慈爱,你才可以来到神的面前。
And as a believer, it is only because God has loved you and offered you grace, that's why you can come before him.
所以公义的神也是慈爱的神。
This is a God that is both righteous and loving.
这里的殿指的是会幕,我们回到当时的背景是会幕,圣殿还没有被建起。
This temple refers to the tabernacle, but at this point of writing, it hadn't been completed.
以后所罗门王的时候他会建圣殿。
This would eventually be realized by King Solomon.
所以大卫所以能够在神的殿中会幕中站立是什么？有神的慈爱，也是因为神的什么公义。
And the fact that David can stand before God in his temple is because of God's steadfast love, but it's also because of his righteousness.
所以这两节包含了福音的这个信息。
And in these two verses contains the gospel message.
罪人能够接近神是因为神的慈爱。
That sinners are able to approach God is because of God's steadfast love.
很伟大的，很伟大，很著名的约翰福音3:16，就是神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。
And you remember the great verse of John 3:16, which says, "God loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son."
罪人不能也不愿意站在神的面前。
Sinners cannot and do not want to stand before God.
慈爱的神亲自降生接近罪人。
The God that is love became flesh and pursued sinners.
慈爱的神也是公义的神。
But the God of love is also the God of righteousness.
罪人通过耶稣基督得到神所赐的公义，才能够什么？才能够得救恩，在神面前站立。
Sinners through Jesus Christ are counted righteous, and only then are they able to receive God's love and blessing.
所以完全公义的神,
and so the completely righteous God,
他恨罪,
hates sin.
他罪有什么? 他对罪有完全的要求, 这个罪有的债必须偿还。
And he has a complete demand for sin or price for sin.
公价是什么? 这个价钱是什么? 是死, 是你和我的死亡。
And this price is death. It is the death of you, it is the death of I.
所以这个罪的债我们每一个人都必须偿还, 你不能帮别人还, 因为你自己还不清了。 所以你欠, 如果你欠100万, 如果我将欠100万, 欠银行100万, 他没有还完那个100万, 他不能帮Joey还100万, 他先还自己的债。
This debt is not something that someone else can pay for you. It is, you can't even pay for it yourself. And for example, if your spouse owes someone $100,000, you won't be able to pay it because you can't even afford your own debt.
那怎么办？谁还？
Well, then who pays?
我们的世上的债可以分期付款还，你可以，你欠人情你可以还人情，可是你欠创造者你怎么还？
Now, of the debts that we have on this earth, sometimes we pay it back in installments, and if we owe people a goodwill we can, and favors, we can repay them in the same way. How do you pay a debt to God?
我们可能穷一生的努力的功德的善行。
Perhaps your life's works and good deeds.
你还不清。
Even so, you wouldn't be able to pay for.
你说不是的，一成你不明白哟。我跟你说，如果你真诚的帮助穷人，你可以打动啊上天的心。
You might say, no, Jimmy, you don't understand. If you are sincere about your good works and your, you will be able to touch God's heart.
我说那句话是你跟谁听到的？你谁跟你说的？
Who says this to you?
谁能跟你保证那句话完全可以相信？
Who can guarantee that statement?
那是创造出的，这个是撒旦创造的谎言，他要欺骗你。
No, this is a lie that Satan has told you.
完全公义的神有完全的要求，他对罪已经说了，罪的工价是死。
The completely righteous God has an ultimate price for the for sin, and that sin is death.
那你说那太不公了，有债不能还，然后又不能用我的真诚，那很公平，我什么都不要做了。
And so you might say, that's not fair. I can't pay. I do good deeds and it counts for nothing.
那我跟你说，那如果你说那句话，你说中了。
Let me tell you that if indeed you made that statement, then you're right.
你多么的努力，你都不行。
However hard you work, you will not work yourself.
这是巨大的任务，是一个无人能承担的任务。
This is a task that's impossible for anyone to accomplish.
好消息是神也是什么？神也是完全的慈爱。
The good news is God is also completely loving.
所以这个非常困难、无人能办的事，全能的神已经帮你办了。
And so this difficult, impossible task has already been done for you by the all-powerful God.
这很困难的事，他弄成一个很简单的这个步骤。
This impossible situation, the Almighty God has made into a simple matter for him.
他说，你信我，你的罪就得赦免。And
he says, believe in me, and your sins are paid for.
那如果你当时你不是信主的，
perhaps if you are with us today and do not believe in God,
你可能愿意做很多功德，很多善行，你付出了很多，你这一切你愿意做。
Perhaps you have poured your life into good works and you are doing everything that you can.
这件很简单的事，神说你信我，为什么你心中如果你不信主，你不愿意做？
It's such a simple thing to believe in me. Why would you not accept it?
这就证明了，当我们说了，我们个人的心是非常罪恶的，最小的一件事，我们是还是做不下去的。如果神没有帮助我们。
And it just shows how much evil there is in our hearts. Such a simple thing that God has requested from us, we would not do.
神差他的儿子耶稣基督为你的罪死。
God had sent His Son, Jesus Christ, to die for your sins.
神愿意为你死。
God is willing to let to die for you.
你现在什么都不需要做，你只需要信他。
And it's not a single thing you have to do, but to believe in Him.
你悔改，你认他是你的神，是你的王，是那位耶和华。
You repent from your sin and you regard Him as your Lord and your King.
因为这个是慈爱的神，也是公义的神。
Because this is both the loving God as well as the righteous God.
那公义的神，接下去我们要认识神是什么？是审判的神。
Now next, we want to understand the God who is who will judge.
公义的神对罪恶有公义完全的这个要求，他会审判罪。
This righteous God has a ultimate price for sin, and He will judge sin.
那这里罪恶是非常丑陋的，世人要形容给我们听看和嗅。
Now, the psalmist is explaining to us how hideous sin is.
这里他提了罪人的这个行动。
And he describes the behavior or the nature of the sinner.
他这里也提醒他们神的公义的审判。
He also reminds us of God's righteous judgment.
所以先看他用了口，他用了心脏或者内心，他用了喉咙，还有他用了舌头。
Here he uses several analogies. He refers to the words. He refers to the heart. He refers to the throat, and he refers to the tongue.
所以他就形容了一个整个人的什么思想，他的心。
And this is representative of a whole person, his heart.
然后他口所说的话，他的言语。
The words that come out of his mouth.
还有他的口气。
His throat, his tones.
所以他们的言语要什么？他们的言语要什么？灭绝人，他们没有一句话是真的。
Now, what does he say? He says about their words that there is no truth in their mouth.
就是说你隔壁的人，你可不可以想象一个没有一句话是真实的人说话？
Now imagine this, a person who is speaking to you, not a word is true.
然后他们的心里什么？他们心里满有什么灭人的意图？他满心在想怎么灭绝。
And their hearts are full of evil. Every thought is about trying to destroy you.
跟你说，我不是大卫王，我没有这样的敌人。
I'm not King David. I don't have such foes.
啊，这个时候我批准你想想，你可能你的敌人、你的同事或者你老板或者你的邻居哈。There are some people in your life that just hate you.
At this point, I want you to think about those people who just hate you.
然后你看，他这里讲到喉咙很有趣。你看喉咙，他们的喉咙像什么？敞开的坟墓。
And then he talks about throats, and it's an interesting point. He says their throats are an open grave.
所以他讲到什么？不是坟墓的样子，没有人喉咙像坟墓，他坟墓的什么气味？
And he's not talking about how it looks like an open grave. Nobody's throat looks like an open grave. He's talking about the way they speak.
So 有些人的话，他在这里形容有些人的话，大卫王接触有些人说话有死亡的气味。
And he's talking about how when some people speak, there is the scent of death.
当王他听人说他的谋士，有些谋士的寂寞哈，有些人谋士什么？不好，或者有敌人的口气非常不好，像敞开的这个坟墓的味道。
And it is as an enemy who speaks and who speaks with the scent of death.
所以这里所形容的这个罪恶是非常难相处的，它的气味非常的重，像死亡一样。
It is a stench that when this person is speaking, it almost smells of death.
你能想象这样的人？His speech smells like death. 他说话的口气很像死亡，这是非常it's very vivid, 非常生动的这个形容。
Can you imagine a person like that who, when he speaks, you feel like it is nothing but death?
然后最后他说他舌头谄媚人。
Finally, he talks about the tongue that is full of flattery.
像为这婉转的方式，什么虚伪的方式，来什么诱惑人、陷害人。
And in it is a hypocritical way of flattery. It is self-serving, and it aims to frame others.
所以我们思想这些形容的是什么？你在想某某人，或者你欺压你的人。可是我们说过了，如果没有耶稣基督，我们就像这样的，我们说话的口气就像死亡一样。
And these things describe the people who do not know God. But we said before that without God's salvation, we are these very people.
这样的人神要审判。
These type of people God will judge.
如果没有神的爱，我自己的话语是常常什么？是毁灭的，是没有真理的。
Without God's love, my own words are often without truth and are destructive.
当我没有神的慈爱，没有神的公义帮助我的时候，当我栽培孩子的时候，我所跟他们说的话是什么？追求什么？谎言，追求世界的成功，追求学历，追求财富，可是没有教导他们真理，这是教导他们死亡的道路。
If I don't have the love and righteousness of God, my words to my children as I bring them up would be lies, would be about pursuing the world and its riches and success.
如果我没有神的慈爱，没有神的公义帮助我，我不明白神的审判的时候，我自己的心态对我的孩子是邪恶的，他们的成功是为着我什么？让我的脸贴光，帮助我自己什么？帮助我自己的事业，帮助我自己个人的这个意念。
If I don't have and understand God's love and righteousness, then my attitude towards my children would be self-serving. I would want to raise them for my own glory. I would want to raise them so that they would be some sort of security for me in my old age.
那如果我没有神的慈爱，没有神的公义，不明白他的审判，我们自己的话，对于我们的伴侣，对于我们的亲人是什么？是孤独的，是沮丧的，是没有盼望的，就像把死亡带给他们一样。
If I don't understand God's love and righteousness and the fact that He's a judging God, the words that I speak to my wife would be empty, would be frustration, would be hopelessness.
几周前, 澳大利亚, 有一个博士, 他104岁。
In Australia, there was a man who was 104 years old.
读到他的故事我就提起, 我就想起这样的这个, 我就想起这一个人。
And when I read the story, I think of this man.
是104岁活到很大的年纪，然后他最后什么？他寻什么？他寻安乐死，他去瑞士安乐死。It's amazing.
At 104, having lived to such a ripe old age, he decided to go to Switzerland to get euthanized.
104就是经过。 最少，经过两个世界大战，然后他生存。
At 104 years old, he has lived through two world wars.
他是博士，他做了博士六十七十多年，受很多人的尊敬。
He is a doctor and he has received the respect of people all around him.
最后他寻死。
And at the end, he sought to be euthanized.
然后他寻死之前，最可悲的是，他在寻死之前，他跟他的家人吃了最后一个午餐。
The saddest thing is, before he was euthanized, he had a final meal with his family.
人生那么多经验，那么成就的人，最后一个午餐跟他的子孙吃了一餐，然后他的榜样是给他的子孙看，寻死。
And in all of his life's experiences, it came down to this one last meal, and he showed his, as an example to his family and his children, that he was seeking after death. And his words had the scent of death.
罪人，我们神会审判我们的。我们的选择，神是会鉴察的。
As sinners, God will judge us, and the things that we do, our choices that we make, God will scrutinize.
所以，我们作为神的儿女，我们有不同的盼望。
As children, we have different hopes.
我们的孩子会长像我们，我们要长像我们的父母。
We as our children, or as children of our parents, we share the same physical traits as them.
作为神的儿女，我们要有什么？有神的形象，有他的慈爱，有他的公义，有他的圣洁。
And in the same way, as children of God, we should have God's characteristics, God's love, God's righteousness, God's holiness.
也要清楚明白神会审判我们一切的这些举动。
And we need to clearly understand that God will judge all our actions.
最可悲的那些人，就是曾经坐在教会里参加营会、参加主日学、在小组带领崇拜服事的那一些人。The
most to be pitied are those people who have sat in churches, who have served in churches all their lives.
但是没有做那最小的事，相信耶稣基督。
But did not do that love, that smallest thing, which was to believe in Jesus.
最没有得赦免，这一切的时间都浪费了。And
all their time has basically been wasted.
那一切的时间都是虚假，都是在骗人，都是死亡的机会。All
that time that they had spent in church serving and doing all these things was all was lies.
重新提醒我们自己，神是审判的神。So
let us remind ourselves once again that God is a God that judges.
所以来到最尾端的第五段第11到第12节，我们提到神的保护。
Now we reach the very end of this psalm in verses 11 and 12, where we talk about the God who protects.
所以诗人这里现在形容投靠神的人，刚才 他形容那些做罪恶的人。
Over here, the psalmist talks about the person who relies on God.
神是一个保护的神，他保护那些喜爱他的人。
And he says that this is a God that protects those who love him.
他的子民他会赐喜乐，他我们能够在什么，在罪恶的世界里欢呼。
And to his people, he offers joy, and even in a world that is fallen and is full of sin, we are able to find that joy.
这里的形容，这里的图面，让我们更加明白神的保护是如何。
This gives us a picture of what God's protection looks like.
这里提到了群体受神的保护，还有个人受神的恩惠。
And this talks about protection over us as a body, as well as protection over us as an individual.
你看，凡投靠你的 ，let all who take refuge in you， 愿他们喜乐。
It says in verse 11， let all who take refuge in you rejoice。
你护庇他们。
It says, spread your protection over them.
然后第十节就说你赐福于义人。
And in verse 12， it says you cover him with favor, and it's singular.
所以受神保护的人，你是独自，你是群体，你受神的保护，你是非常的喜乐的，他赐你喜乐。
And as a believer in the Lord, you are part of a single body, and you receive protection from God.
在生活的不同的时刻，能够什么得到喜乐。
And in all situations in life, you are able to experience that joy.
那受神保护的群体呢？教会呢？
And the church or the body of Christ that receives the protection of God.
因着认识神的什么公义和慈爱，能继续的在这个困难的这个世界喜乐。
Because we know God's love and righteousness, are able to continue in this world in joy.
在他结束他的这个祷告的时候，十二节他是什么？他说，义人的祷告是什么？要求神眷顾一切属于他的子民。大卫为你祷告，为相信神的一切人，世世代代的信徒，他祷告说：“神求你赐他们喜乐。”
In the last verse, David prays for all, and he says, "For you, O Lord, to bless the righteous, and to cover this person, him, all of us who come before the Lord and believe in him, to cover him with favor as with a shield."
那这个盾牌是什么？四面护卫的。
And the shield is an all-encompassing shield.
完全的保护，完全的眷顾。
It is all protecting.
所以我们看的这十二节对我们有什么意义？
What do these 12 verses mean to us?
所以这十二节不困难啊。
These 12 verses are not particularly difficult.
那这个情景我们非常的熟悉，不论是在圣经或者在我们个人的这个生活中。
And the situation is familiar to us, whether it is in the Bible or in our own lives.
那你可能受过很多的试验，这首歌能继续的引导你祷告。
And at a simple level, maybe as you face trials, this psalm helps you as a prayer.
你可以恳求神的保护。
You can appeal to God for protection.
可是你在困难中，你要知道终点是什么？神是公义的。
But as you go through struggle and trial, you have to remember that. The important point is that God is righteous.
公义的神是慈爱的神。
The God that is righteous is also the God that is loving.
因为他慈爱的爱你，他的公义赐给你，你才能站立在他的前面，他视为保护你。
Because he loves you, he has given you his righteousness, and he will protect you.
你是他的儿女，你才可以什么蛮有信心的站在他的前面，向他请求帮助。
As his child, you can stand before him and with confidence bring your petitions to him.
你可以蛮有肯定的向他请求审判罪恶。
You can with confidence appeal to God to judge sin.
我们所读的这十二节就是大卫的一个祷告，教导我们怎么祷告。
These 12 verses are David's psalm and David's prayer, and it teaches us how to pray.
那在马太福音第六节，第六章，我们耶稣也教导我们如此的祷告。
In Matthew 6, Jesus himself teaches us also how to pray.
很多相同的这个方面。
And there are many similar aspects.
那我们在我们的早上，我们也学习如何祷告，通过马太福音第六节，让我念给你听。
Also this morning, as we are going through the Lord's Prayer, we also learn how to pray. Let me read some of this to you.
那如果你早上没有来，请你大家邀请你们跟我们一起来学习如何祷告，认识神。
And if you do not yet join us for our small group sessions in the morning, we would like to invite you to join us to pray and to get to know God in a more intimate fashion.
所以我们用这个祷告做这个教导的结束，然后让这个祷告也是你诚心期盼神的一个祷告。
We will close with this prayer, but let this also be a sincere prayer in your heart.
耶稣对门徒说，你们祷告的时候要这样说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上如同行在天上，我们日用的饮食赐给我们，免我们的债如同我们免了别人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度权柄全是你的，直到永远。
In Matthew 6:11, the Lord said, pray then like this. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, forgive us our debts, as we also have forgiven our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let's close in prayer. Our Father, we pray that, Lord, our prayers be a reflection of a true understanding of who you are. We pray that as David prayed, you would help us to be sincere. That you would help us to come before you, Lord, early. Not as a matter of time, but as a matter of priority. That we would, Lord, even in the face of oppression and trial, that Lord, we would seek you first and not anything else. Lord, pray that, Father, even as we begin a work week tomorrow, you would help us to, instead of reaching for our cares and worries or the day's concerns, that we would reach for you. We pray that, Lord, you would help us to be confident in the fact that you listen to prayer. That you'd help us to be confident in the fact that you are a God that hates sin, and that sin will in one day be punished. And that, Lord, you will be, even in the face of this sin, that you will give us joy. We pray that, Lord, you would help us to live this way, that you'd help us to wear this on our sleeves and not live in a way that is under this oppression as though you had not delivered us in the first place. We pray for those among us who may not know you yet, that, Lord, you would bring them to a saving knowledge of who you are. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.